Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the channel. Now today I've got for you a brand new subreddit that I've never covered before, r/malicious compliance. Now it's a very popular subreddit and loads of you have requested it below, but some of you may never have heard of it, and for you I'll briefly explain. So in many ways it's a little bit like r/pro revenge, except that people don't do anything illegal, they stay completely in the lines of legality, but they may not do things as they are meant to be done. Now I understand if that doesn't make sense, so let's give you an example and this will clear it up. So, sister, you want a baby gender reveal? You got it. If your family and or friends have pressured you into a gender reveal that you really don't have the time or energy to pull together, try this. My wife and I cut pieces of blue and pink paper into a mason jar and then remove one blue piece. So there was exactly one more piece of pink than blue. All the family had to do was simply determine which color had more pieces. We presented it to my family and sat back as we watched them sort them all. Great fun. Word of caution, the number of pieces add up fast. I used 3 8.5 by 11 inch pieces of pink and blue paper each. Cut into roughly half inch squares added up to 2,244 pieces. It took 4 people about 30 minutes to get through it all. Dramatic build up was real. Enjoy. So do you guys kind of understand what the point of the subreddit is? So normally at a baby gender reveal, I don't know, they'd pop a balloon or do something really easy to reveal the baby's gender. But this couple did not want to go through all that aggravation, so they made it as difficult as possible for their family to find out their new baby's gender. I just love it. Moving on to the next one. You won't leave until all your stuff is in the van? Okay. Okay, so this is maybe borderline a malicious compliance, but I assure you this is a good one, and it's one of my favorite stories to tell about my mother. And don't worry, I plan this as well. So this happened when I was in my late teens, 17 if I recall correctly, and I was still living with my mum during this time. Now throughout this, she had gone through a divorce with my stepdad. Let's just call him Richard. As the name implies, Richard was a real, well, Richard. He was smug, arrogant, saw himself smarter than everyone else, and when he gets upset, he can be a real devious idiot. Now Richard was still living with us, as the house he was going to move in was still unlivable. So he would put on the charm, trying to get my mother to take him back, but that ship had sailed a long time ago. All while he was moving his stuff into his van, very, very slowly. One day, I'm sitting in the dining room eating my lunch when I hear my mum and Richard arguing about something. I only recently learned that they were arguing about how the house he was meant to be moving into that was unlivable was actually very much livable. They were going back and forth as they moved their argument into the dining room. I'm just sitting there just eating my sandwich. My mother is angry, Richard is trying to defend himself, then a light bulb lights up over his head as that devious smile appears on his face. A smile I knew all too well.
Fine, but I won't move until all my stuff is in my van.
My mother is annoyed as she knew as well as I that he was dragging his heels with that, but then she collects herself. I can see the gears running, but didn't know the malicious compliance she was thinking up. So my mum says with a sweet smile, fine. Then she leaves, and Richard, who seems to have gotten a victory, leaves too. The next morning, I am in the dining room eating breakfast, and my mother is standing at the window just watching Richard as he was leaving to go to work taking my mother's car. I don't really know why, but it's an hour drive to get there and he leaves pretty early. I hear the car turn on, then drive off, and the moment he's gone, my mother turns to me. Hey OP, you up for some moving? Instantly, I knew what that look was about yesterday as I smile back to her. We begin to move his stuff into his van, moving his bed, his bedside tables, all his junk, finding any kind of room to put it in the van. We did not stop, not for a break, not for anything, we were on a mission. Professional movers would have wept by how well we did this. It was like a real life game of Tetris. Rearranging pieces for the perfect fit, slipping it into impossible positions. We started at around 7:30 and finished at 1:30. The van was packed, and I mean packed. There was only enough room for the driver, and that's it. We celebrated with a late lunch and just sat, giddy like little schoolgirls, just waiting. Sure enough, at about About 4:40, Richard returns. Mum and I walk to the driveway to greet him. Oh, hi, Richard. How was your day? Richard still has no clue.
Oh, it was good. Dealt with some customers, got some projects done, the usual.
That's nice, that's nice. Well, you can go now. Richard's now shocked.
What? I can't leave. I told you I won't leave until all my stuff's in the van.
That smug smile returns on his face. It was too good. Yeah, you did say that, and there you go. I pointed to his packed van that was sitting only mere feet from him. He turns, he realizes the look beyond priceless. He turned to us, his face a combination of emotions.
Did you two do this?
Us? Oh, no, we just found it like this. Do you know what happened, OP? I just played dumb, trying to hide my smile, failing epically. I have no idea, but since all your stuff is in there, I guess you have no excuse to leave now. Richard just stared, a deer in headlights. His only bargaining chip on staying was gone. Without another word and defeat written on his face, he gets in the van, backs out, and drives off. We turn back inside, glowing from our little achievement, knowing that we had one less Richard to deal with. Oh, what an amazing story. So hopefully you guys now understand, right? So Richard said, I'm only going if all my stuff is in the van. Now, obviously, he didn't expect OP and his mum to put all the stuff in the van themselves and pack it all in, but you know what? That's what they did. Fair play. I love that at the end, he's so resigned to the fact that there's nothing he can do. Like, they've spent all day doing this and he's screwed. He's just like, you know what, guys? Fair enough. Yeah, I'll be on my way now. Moving on to our third example of malicious compliance. Not allowed to wear my bra? Okay. Right now, we are stuck in a massive heatwave in South Africa and I'm dying a slow, painful, hot death. Anyway, on warm days, I like to walk around the house in my bra and shorts because, you know, it's cool and comfortable. Also, we have two kids in the house, a boy who's 9 and a girl who's 11 years old. My mum hates this. She feels I can absolutely not walk around the house in my bra and shorts when there's kids here. So I complied. I took off my bra, which is a sports bra, mind you, so it literally covers basically my whole back, and no breasts are out anywhere or even my chest. There's not even cleavage. What I did do, though, was put on my bikini top, which basically only covers my nipples and a small portion of my breasts. The back is completely open with just a thin strap around my neck and another thin strap around my middle back area. She gave me an extremely evil eye and told me to change and put a shirt on, so I just said, Mum, it's not a bra, it's a bikini and I can walk around with it. Needless to say, I won that argument and my mum stormed off in a huff. And bonus, it's actually cooler with the bikini on. Our son isn't even bothered and just took his shirt off, and our daughter put her bikini top on too, which infuriated my mum even more. All in all, good day.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Moving on to our final post, my manager made me fire almost all of her most important employees. I work as an administrative assistant at a major sporting goods retailer. Part of my job is to track attendance and regularly upload a report to corporate. My store manager just recently, in the last 2 years, got hired by our district manager who she has been friends with for years. They managed to push out the old store manager who had the store running like a ticking clock. Ever since then, it has become abundantly clear that she has no idea how to run the store, and we have all suffered for it. She constantly screws up the schedule, bullies employees she doesn't like, and has hired incompetent friends to management positions. We all dislike her and think she should be fired, but it seems like everything she does in the store makes us look bad while making her look good, until recently. Like I said above, part of my job is tracking attendance. Yet for years, it has been common knowledge that those in my position are expected to fail to upload attendance records to corporate because the company's policies on attendance are extremely harsh, and many employees fail to meet attendance due to factors out of their control. For instance, employees who come in before we open to process our freight often clock in late because the managers on duty take their sweet time opening the front doors for these employees. It is not their fault that they come in late. And on some occasions, certain employees have been left outside for upwards of 30 minutes after ringing our doorbell because the only person who could open the doors was busy or didn't hear the doorbell, which is soft. Anyway, if I should upload the attendance record to corporate, many of these employees would probably be fired on the spot by our regional manager through email because these things are automated and mandatory. As a side note, the store manager is one of the managers who likes to take 10 or 15 minutes to open the door for freight employees. We all hate her for this because when it's winter, we have to wait those 10 or 15 minutes outside the door in the freezing cold, and she acts like it's no big deal. Anyway, her district manager friend recently moved to another district, and we got a new DM who is looking to move up in corporate. To do this, she has to make all of our metrics look awesome, including attendance. She sent an email to our store manager demanding an attendance record. I told the store manager that this could get many employees fired, but instead of realizing the implications, she told me to run the report anyway. I tried to tell her that this could result in most of the employees who had availability before we opened, who were very valuable and rare, getting fired, and she completely blew me off. She literally went as far as saying that I was not thinking straight. I told her that she could adjust the attendance on her end as the district manager clearly wanted her to do this. Now, this has been common procedure due to the reasons for poor attendance, and she told me that she was the store manager. She would figure it out and I should just do my job as I was told. So I ran the report and immediately got a furious email from the new district manager saying that I should have run the report by my store manager to adjust the records before uploading it to corporate. The next day, corporate sent an automated email with the names of all the employees that should be fired, which is not an email that our manager can either respond to or contest. She had to fire all the employees on the email, and as it turned out, every single employee with availability before we open got fired. 15 people. And every other employee in the store is a student with no ability to work before like 10 a.m, so there is nobody to process our freight, which is a massive job. I got an email from a friend in corporate yesterday that said the regional manager was lining up a replacement for our store manager due to incompetence. None of us are surprised. Well, that kind of sucks that 15 good, honest workers were fired for your company to realize the problem, but I'm not sure if this was a good result in the end. My main problem is that automated attendance-based email firings must be the stupidest corporate policy I've ever heard of. I don't know, it sucks that those people got fired, but at least your store manager is getting fired as well, most likely. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for my first episode of r/malicious compliance. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you want more videos like this, click the playlist on screen right now for my top 10 videos of all time. There are some absolute crackers in that playlist. With that being said, I will see you guys all later today at 9 p.m. UK time for my normal r/entitledparents upload.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.